News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Oasis represent a kind of safe space for fragile, performative blokiness. They are cultural dinosaurs who belong in the 90s and we should have left them there. So says Irish independent journalist and author Suzanne Harrington. Suzanne, I read your piece and I laughed the whole way through. Tell us why you feel this strongly about the comeback kids that are the Gallagher brothers.
It's a mixture of two things that I'm not crazy on. One is sort of the comfort blanket of nostalgia, you know, where we just look backwards. I don't love that on any, you know, heritage act. It's like, I like new stuff because it's kind of more refreshing. But the Oasis in particular, or the Gallaghers, they are a little bit regressive. I mean, at the time, at their peak, they were regressive. And that was 30 years. In the 90s, they had 70s attitudes. But now we're in the 2020s and they still have 90s attitudes with a tinge of 70s. It's so that they're kind of culturally regressive on a lot of levels, plus musically regressive as well. I mean, they're basically a Beatles pastiche. And they were great at the time. Those first two albums were really, 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 you know, enjoyable and embedded in the culture at the time. But I don't know if they've traveled forward very well. Plus, unlike, say, The Cure, they have no new stuff. They haven't released anything new in a long, long time. So it is just a greatest hits jukebox and a massive cash in, well, kind of harnessing fans' nostalgia.
14 million fans looking for 1.4 million tickets. I was reading your piece and I'd forgotten certain things. I'd forgotten that Liam had shouted lesbian at Kylie, queer at Robbie Williams, called Adam Ant nutty. I had forgotten all those kinds of throwaway, sneery sort of slurs that they bandied about. That had all left me. I also, you brought me back to the fact that he was saying there shouldn't be hip hop. I think it was Noel actually. He said shouldn't be hip hop at Glastonbury because Jay-Z was playing. They were very rigid sort of, weren't they? And kind of that lad culture. You said they came from a time when geezer and bird were the only types of genders that exist. And I thought you kind of captured it very well.
Well, they came from an era of lad mags and Page Three and Smoking Inside and casual sexism never being pulled up. There was no such thing as gender fluidity. It was a very, very different era. There was no internet. So the thing that they had in spades was buckets and buckets and buckets of performance charisma. They were brilliant live.
They had attitude. Well, it was very funny. I mean, most of the time, Liam kept his back to the stage. I mean, but I suppose that is attitude in and of itself. But the idea that they are dinosaurs, that they are anachronisms, the competition for the tickets was enormous. There's still an appetite for them.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I'm in a minority here. And the sort of horrible comical thing is that if you do criticize them, as a UK colleague criticized, you know, was making a similar point recently, but with a bit more edge to it. And, you know, they received a lot of horrible feedback from expressing an opinion. So it's almost like a kind of a self-perpetuating prophecy that, you know, Oasis are and a lot of their fans are quite oiky. And
I think I've even heard oiky in a long time. the oiks have it. Look, it's really interesting. It's a really interesting piece, you know, musically derivative and attitudinal dinosaurs. I mean, I don't know about the other piece you're talking about, it being edgy. You didn't pull your punches either. But as I read it, I quite liked it and I thought it was very provocative. But thank you for joining us because we've been discussing the 90s today on the programme and I really do appreciate it. That is Suzanne Harrington there from The Indo. It's a really good piece, particularly if you're an Oasis fan. You should have a read of it because, as I say, like, you know, don't look back in anger, but I think a lot of people won't be very happy with it.
Now, let's return to 2024. We've been asking you all morning on the most mispronounced Irish place names. Ciara, you got hung up on a town name.
I couldn't say it at all.
One listener got in touch to give us the right pronunciation.
Hi, it's pronounced O'Gunlow. O'Gunlow.
Ogunlo. I felt bits on that one earlier.
County Clare?
Ogunlon, I think I was calling it or something. Look, thank you for that. We were discussing how difficult it is to, like, particularly if you look at the spelling of something like Dunleary, how difficult it might be to spell it, particularly if you were not.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.